Buzz FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. For Arden Roof Systems, there's more to your roof than just shingles.
You gotta come on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, Grant.
Good morning.
Jimmy's not here yet.
No, his bus must be a little bit late today. Or he's walking a little slower. He always blames the bus.
Oh, it's slow today.
No, no. Not the alcoholism.
Not the alcoholism that slows him down a little bit.
Never the alcoholism.
Or it's your fault, too.
That's, yeah. Well, that's a Tabor thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's Everyone a does. Billboard when you drive into Tabor. If anything goes wrong, blame this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know he's in Edmonton. It was February 22nd, 1989. There was a category added to the Grammy Awards called Heavy Metal. Metallica played. They actually played this song. I remember this performance.
Oh, yeah?
And then they announced the winner of the Heavy Metal Rock Album of the Year. And they gave it to Bobby McFerrin. For Don't Worry, Be Happy. I'm exaggerating.
The Locker Room News.
Alberta Premier Danielle Smith said she will not cut spending in her pre-budget speech last night, but she did say the province needs to show restraint with spending even though they have a surplus. To sum it up, Smith said the province needs to get off the roller coaster ride of relying on oil and gas, and as a part of that, she will renew investments into Alberta's Heritage Savings Trust Fund, which was established in 1976 to collect a portion of Alberta's non-renewable resource money for future generations. I watched a video of her explaining that. I didn't watch her TV thing, but I watched her later on TikTok. And and she did a really good job of breaking it down and explaining it. The thing about Danielle Smith is she can break things down and be really thoughtful and explain things well, but then she can be so unlikable at the same time. Like with the plastic straw post and stuff. Like,
yeah.
So she was saying this Alberta Heritage Fund was started by Peter Lougheed in 76. And he put $2.2 billion into it, which has now grown to $21 billion. And it was supposed to be every year they were supposed to take what they made from oil and gas, invest a portion of it into this heritage fund, which would grow. And then by now we would have $300 billion or whatever. And they never did that. So Peter Lougheed did it, and then no government after did it again, really.
That's odd.
So she said her government is bringing it back. She'll be investing $3 billion of this year's surplus into the fund. That will grow to... well, they said they lost between $12 to $25 billion a year in revenue every year. She said by 2050, we're going to be back where we should be. They keep investing into it, and she'll get us off of the roller coaster of oil and gas. She's also told the finance minister to limit spending to below the legislated rate cap of inflation plus population growth. No matter if oil prices are high or low, the budget will be released today.
You are correct about her, but it's not just her, it's a lot of politicians.
It's a lot of politicians, yeah.
Right, like I did not agree with a lot of things that Nutley was doing.
Yeah.
But I liked her.
She was likable at times.
Yeah, like, yeah. There were moments where she made me laugh because of, you know, a couple of things that she did, and I was like, she's likable. I'd have a beer with her, but I don't know if she should be running the province.
Yeah. Where, like, Smith, like, I'll watch her, and I try to stay, like,
if she's
pretty...
not trying to, if she's not being political, like if she's
it's
not
she
trying
gets,
to pit herself against
it's when she gets like clearly she's trying to get votes and she's like her freedom bill or whatever,
yeah,
and
placating
like,
to the rednecks.
It's like, okay, I know what you're doing, like,
yeah,
you're just playing a political game.
They all do it.
They all do it, but it's like, you think we're dumb, and then she's got the whole Take Back Alberta thing behind her. So that stuff, you're like, yeah. But then you hear her explain the Alberta Heritage Savings. I didn't know about that.
There, and that's part of my issue with Danielle Smith. There's occasionally there'll be something that she does where it's like, okay, that makes total sense.
Yeah, let's invest in that.
The following week, it's like, why are we doing that?
Yeah. It's like, why are we doing that? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I think
we're banning books.
What? You know what? Like, the thing for me, I think, is with politics, and I had sort of this epiphany. We're very partisan, right? Everybody sort of picks sides.
Yeah.
And we all forget that they're all just fallible humans.
Yeah.
They all make mistakes. They're also, all of them, doing things. They politic stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the stuff that drives me crazy, right? Like,
yeah.
And I think if you have an opinion, a really strong opinion about one leader versus the other, that's an issue, because mm-hmm. things aren't going to change. Like, we've talked, if we can take it out of the province and just look at it federally.
Yeah.
Like, the Liberals are pandering to big business.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's total corruption, and everybody's, you know, got a sense of it. We've had our sniffer on Justin Trudeau for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think it's going to get any better with PP?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
it just isn't.
It's all the same.
And that isn't me picking sides.
Well,
it's me coming to terms with the world that we live in.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for people that jump in all in on one side
and pick a team.
Everything. And this is both. This is the right and the left.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
if you've decided that is your camp and that the other guy is evil, man, you're going to be so disappointed, because that other guy's going to come in and he's going to do things that are really going to not fit your moral compass.
What I've tried to do is not pick a team and just vote on how it's going, what they're saying, like everyone. So I think since I've been in Alberta, I've voted for, you know, the different people every time.
Well, that's also very Canadian.
But it's like, but I'm not, like, there are people who watched Danielle Smith last night and would not, like, everything she says they hate. It doesn't matter what she's saying, because she's Danielle Smith and she's on the right. They're not going to agree with anything she says.
Yes.
And vice versa. There's people that would look at Nutley and never be able to be like, oh, that was a good point. Like, we should do that. Like,
yeah.
They're like, no, she ruined us. Yeah.
Yeah.
People pick these sides, and it's not healthy, and it's not how it's supposed to work.
And that's kind of where we are right now.
Yeah. Like, so I kind of live in, like,
it's kind of a cultural
norm. PP says some things where I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Like,
and then sometimes he opens up his mouth, and I'm like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Stop talking. And put a tie back on. And your eyes are way too
glass.
Your eyes are way too close together.
She wears sunglasses, actually.
You found the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
It's odd that we're hearing about this because of Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas.
That's right. She's doing an interview, and somebody asked her about her dream blunt rotation, which I had never heard of. Grant had never heard of it, but apparently this is a thing. It's a conversation about who you'd like, who's famous, who you'd like to smoke the old marijuana with.
Yep.
So we'll turn it into a topic. Who's on your dream blunt rotation? 780-989-0957. Send us a text. I'll start. You guys think of yours. We'll get to yours.
I got one right away.
You got one right away?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do yours next, Grant. Jimmy's struggling with it.
No, I got one.
You kind of want to smoke weed with somebody that's comfortable with it. That's kind of where I approach.
Same. I was, you kind of look at people who do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I am not.
No.
I'm not a big weed guy, so I'm a little leery about my pick, because I think this man is quite used to,
but you
the
also,
ganja.
You want someone that's used to it so that you're both not just silent eating candy the whole time. at least this person will be able to bring something out of you, maybe.
Anytime I've ever smoked, I've always been very cautious about how much I take because the weed is really strong right now. But on mine is Dave Chappelle.
Making this white trash, no.
That's right.
It's from Con Air.
You use a Con Air clip of Dave Chappelle. That's what you go with.
Because if I'm smoking weed with Dave Chappelle, we're talking about Con Air.
I mean, he had a movie called Half Baked.
Ah,
there's
going to
be some weed clips in that.
I'm going to spend the whole time talking about Con Air.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who's on your blunt dream blunt rotation? So who would you like to smoke a little ganja with? 780-989-0957.
Woody Harrelson for
me. This is amazing. Hundreds of bottles, red and white wine glasses, high grade nougat, snow covers, and a brass rail, and a big city bartender with a joke at the ready.
You from out of town?
I think that was his debut on Cheers.
Yeah.
There you go. Woody is cool. Is he back on the pod?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's back. I think he took a little break, but I'm pretty sure he's back on it now.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a bunch coming in. We're going to do Jimmy's next.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who's on your dream blunt rotation? Quite simply, who would you like to smoke a little weed with? And we'll get to a bunch of the texts coming in here in a bit. But Jimmy, let's get yours out of the way.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie's one of the most famous stoners ever.
He's going to come in.
Yeah, I thought about it.
I get the sense that Willie's it sounds stupid to say, like a chill guy, but I get the sense that he's just a good guy all around, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think he was a bit of a gong show when he was younger, too.
He's 90 years old now. Someone I really like Margot Price, and she's really good friends now with Willie Nelson. They're both potheads. And she posts a lot about him, and he sounds very nice. Like, and he's always inviting them on vacations.
Interesting connection between Willie and Woody, because we were just talking about whether or not...
You were like, did Woody Harrelson quit weed? And then the top story was Woody Harrelson saying that Willie Nelson got him to start smoking again. So he did quit, and then Willie Nelson was like, no, you need to start.
Willie called him back up and said, what are you doing?
The locker room talk. Topic of the day.
780-989-0957 if you're ever trying to reach the show. Elizabeth Warren was interviewed and they asked, do you know who she picked?
The Rock.
That's right. She picked The Rock. Who was her dream blunt rotation out of like a list of like five or six people? Yeah. She was adamant.
And she was like, no, it's The Rock. Don't even say anymore.
Yeah.
The Rock.
All right.
She wanted to do more, I think.
Anyway, we're getting some text on this.
So this one I really like because it's different outside the box. Johnny said Michael Bublé. Yeah. He is moving up my list of people I want to hang out with.
What is that? Is it the All-Star game?
No, it's before that. So at the All-Star game, he made headlines because he was talking about how he was on mushrooms. Before that, he was on a podcast I saw where he was talking about how he built his house. Like, he doesn't spend much money. He's like, if you know me, like, yeah, I have money, but I'm not buying lavish things.
Frugal, yeah.
He's like, I drive a normal car. But the one thing I did spend money on was my house. And he's like, I made a really cool house. And the whole reason he did that was so people would come hang out with him.
Does he have like a full hockey rink?
He's got a hockey rink. He's got like, yeah. He basically built his house for his buddies though, so they would hang out with him.
They would come over to the house.
He's like, that's the only thing I spent my money on was a place for my friends so they'll want to hang out with me.
I got some advice for you. A lot of times it's just alcohol and snacks.
Yeah.
The locker room topic of the day.
Who's on your dream blunt rotation? 780-989-0957.
Car Guy Will said Robin Williams.
And you get so stoned, you end up sitting on your couch for a week to the point where your cat's going, get up, you asshole!
I recently rewatched Good Morning Vietnam! I've been watching all these old movies.
Did you like it?
I did, yeah.
See, I watched it a few years ago and I was kind of like, I was a little let down by it, but... Yeah,
I enjoyed Robin.
I love Robin Williams.
I don't think he got enough credit for his acting ability.
He's a great actor.
I thought he was amazing. I made the girls watch Good Will Hunting too. Shortly after he passed away, and that's a tough watch because that's a heavy movie. But
honestly, Mrs. Doubtfire is still one of the funniest movies.
Oh, 100%. I'm a huge fan of that.
I watched that recently and like cried laughing during it.
The whole run by fruiting bit.
It was a run by fruiting.
Help is on the way, dear.
The one thing about Robin is I'm sure he smoked weed.
Yeah.
I think he was a little more fond of the nose candy.
It escalated.
The locker room topic of the day.
Your dream blunt rotation, 780-989-0957. Who would you like to smoke a little ganja with?
Kane. Sid, not a big fan of her, but smoking with Miley Cyrus would be fun. Very unpredictable.
Yeah,
that would definitely be unpredictable.
Bit of a creepy pick, Kane.
Dolly Parton could show up at any time, though.
I have a friend that I knew quite well in Winnipeg. He was a producer.
Yeah.
And did a lot of local bands and everything. And then just one day picked up and left, moved to Los Angeles. And ended up, a couple years later, sends me a note. We get on the phone. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I've been producing records.
Yeah.
He's produced some big albums. Like he worked with Kelly Clarkson. Just the names are countless.
Yeah.
But he goes, I'm also in Billy Ray Cyrus's band. He ended up touring with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about Miley. I guess Miley is like a heavy pot user. I don't know if that's still a thing, but
remember when, do you remember when the big headline was that there was a video of her smoking a bong? And people were so upset about it. It was going to ruin her career. She was like, relax, it's not weed, it's salvia. It's legal.
Wasn't that when she was doing Hannah Montana?
She was like kind of breaking out of the Hannah Montana thing.
Yeah.
And she was smoking a bong, which now I think people would be like, who cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
But like in 2010, whenever it was
a big deal.
It was a big deal.
She was still a Disney star, right?
Yeah.
She's quite talented.
And her acoustic shows and stuff.
I was just going to say, when COVID hit and she was doing those backyard things and she was doing covers and stuff.
Yeah.
There was a couple of, like, I don't listen to Miley, so I don't get in the car and put Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball on.
I can see you
on,
singing this.
Sing Bull Blast with the windows down. But no, I remember when she did a couple of those sessions.
Yeah.
I was blown away by how talented she is.
She's got some talent. Yeah.
Welcome to the locker room.
I find this crusade against the internet a little odd, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that we would kind of just settle in, it's here, and then maybe, I don't know, put up some guardrails, I guess.
Yeah.
And just sort of hope for the best. But
You can't control it.
You're not going to control it. And listen, I understand the whole porn thing. I get it. Like, I wouldn't, you don't want your kids watching it.
Yeah.
I completely understand that. Like, I'm not naive to that. But the thing is, if they're gonna watch it, they're gonna find a way.
They're gonna, especially when every kid has a phone now. And so this whole age verification to get on Pornhub,
it's kind of
like smoke.
You did
mirrors.
A grant report the other day, and you nailed something. You don't want to be the one that's protesting too much.
Yeah,
give me my porn.
Oh, I would be.
Like, you've got no shame.
Again, you're an exception to all the rules.
Because the thing is how you're going to verify it. Like, because I know, like, I've been on sites where it says we need to verify.
Well, you know what'll happen? I'll tell you what'll happen. Because the government will go after a handful, Jimmy, of specific sites. They'll go after the big ones, Pornhub, whatever they are.
Yeah, no idea what they are, Locke.
And then they'll say, people are watching your stuff. Underage people are watching your stuff. So you're responsible for control. So they'll get mad and they'll just block it. That's what they've done down in the States.
So in a couple of states, so Utah has banned it. Well, they haven't banned it, but they have an age verification. And so they have a digitized identification card that you use when you're online. So it's like an ID that you fill out online. You verify your age, and then it follows you around wherever you're going.
See, I am wildly like, who signs up for that?
That's what people said. But, is there like, I don't want to put my driver's license on these sites?
Because I've seen some of these where it says, okay, we need to verify your age. Give us your credit card info. I delete those right away.
Sure, oh, you good. Do. You're learning. That's awesome.
Sure, you do.
Here's the thing. These politicians are watching porn too.
Well, that's the thing. So Pierre, the story was they asked Pierre, PP, would your government do this? Would you make it like age verification?
He's like, yes.
And all he said was yes, and then he moved on. Yeah.
I wonder what kind of porn PP watches.
Oh, it's most of those politicians are into pretty kinky stuff. Leather and whips and, you know, dominatrixes.
That's where I was thinking.
Yeah. Like, that most of those guys like to be
that stuff's not
told
bad.
What to do.
Stop! Stop!
Jim, the high heels stepping on you.
I don't know.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report. Brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
So, the city of Edmonton needs money. I guess we're broke, which seems crazy considering how well our city is run and they manage things so well. Didn't property taxes go up again? Where'd that money go?
Yeah.
They say they need to cut $60 million from the budget, and they are also looking at ways to fundraise money. You may remember months ago they were talking about raising funds, and I came up on this grant report with a list of things they could do. They had like bake sales at City Hall. You could pay to have Councillor Jennifer Rice yell at you. Those were my suggestions. But they're actually doing things like that now for real. One of their ideas that they have come up with to raise money for the city is to open an online merch store for Edmonton Transit. They think there is enough people out there that love the bus so much that they want to wear an Edmonton Transit sweater. Maybe if they sold ETS-branded brass knuckles to keep yourself safe on transit, then we might make enough money to keep the bike lanes open. Or I survived the Edmonton LRT t-shirts. That might raise enough money to build another pile of silver balls, but that's the only way. Yeah, if you're downtown today, bring change to City Hall. Andrew Knack will be selling lemonade. And every cup you buy adds another foot to the walking speed LRT. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Welcome to Edmonton, Sorry About Your Catalytic Converter t-shirts. Text us now for the link to our merch page.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
I've seen similar things like this before. This time, though, it's a little more official. There was one last year, wasn't there, or a couple years ago, where they put people in a simulated Mars situation?
I think they were talking about it. Maybe there's the reality show. Where, remember, they had celebrities living like they were on Mars?
Something happened with that show. What happened with that show? Has it not come out yet? Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Because there was, like, it was like B-list. Stars on Mars, it was called.
And what happened with that? Is that a thing?
Ariel Winter, Lance Armstrong were in it. I don't think it's ever come out yet.
I was hearing that it went sideways. Something went wrong with that whole thing. But maybe they're just putting it together and we'll get it this summer or something like that.
Well, it's on one of the many streaming sites that we don't have.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, because it came out in June last summer.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That one sort of fell flat, hey?
Yeah.
NASA is looking for crew members to spend a year locked up in a Mars simulator. And they're not fooling around. It's going to be, they're going to put you through your paces.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be like you're living on Mars. Year-long mission.
Taking everything away from you.
Yep.
Rationing your food.
Going to live in a 3D-printed 1,700-square-foot facility in Houston. That's where you will be stuck in, basically.
I was thinking about this from the perspective of the three of us being thrown in there.
No.
Well, who would have the best chance of lasting a year in this room? Grant.
I would say Jimmy until they smelt him. Like one bad day, he makes a pot of chili or something and gets them all sick, and then they're trapped.
I think Grant. Because Grant's lasted a year without beer. I don't know if I could. I know you can't.
Yeah, there'd be no alcohol.
No alcohol, nothing.
Just rationing your food. So, yeah, it would have to be Grant.
Yeah, you're not going to have booze in
Like I said, Jimmy would make one bad batch of chili and kill them all.
Well,
so that wouldn't go well. The gas alone.
I think there would be a mutiny.
And I don't think you would be able to stay in there. And
it'd be like Lethbridge Community College, where the whole campus got together and voted you off.
I don't think you would follow the rules, Lachlan. Like, you'd try to... Like, what? They'd be like, if you go outside, you need to wear your space suit. And you'd be like, yeah, okay. Like, because whenever we do bets, like, for example, we had to dye our hair blonde.
Okay.
And the deal was to leave it for a month. And literally 2 hours later, you shaved your head.
You two are like my wife. You never forget stuff.
Or that time where
was that like 7 years ago and you still bring it up like once a month.
Or that time that you got your nipple pierced and you took the earring.
Hold on, if we're having a conversation.
That's like 15 years ago.
Hold on, if we're having a conversation about not following through on bets, I've got some ammunition as well. Anyway, I agree with Jimmy. I think Grant would have a better chance of lasting. I don't think
Grant's a little more likable than us.
Do they have video games?
We're more annoying than Grant is.
I don't think they do.
Yeah.
I think they're like, this is what Mars is going to be like. You land, you can only take the basic necessities. You're living here for a year.
Well, right?
That's it.
I don't think any of us are going to make it, though. You have to have 4 years of professional STEM experience, a bachelor's degree in STEM, completed military office training, or have a medical degree. So maybe that's you. You have a medical degree, don't you?
Well, they do need a doctor.
This might be hard to explain to the family. It's The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
So this latest Dune franchise, it was a couple of years ago that the first one came out, right?
Yes.
When the first one came out, I went back and I watched the original, and I was like, ooh. I thought that was a good movie.
From 60... Well, the novel came out in 65, and then...
The movie was 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was late 80s, and I was a big fan of it when I was a kid. For some reason, I had this memory.
Good nostalgia.
Similar to Porky's, right?
That does not hold up.
That does not hold up either.
No. I remember that as a kid, and I watched it, and I went,
wow, what a great movie.
That's not even funny. Like,
yeah, it was very disappointing. But then I watched the new Dune
Part 1,
and I was blown away. And Dune 2 is coming out. That's actually dropping in theaters
this weekend.
Is it this weekend?
25th, they say. So that is Sunday.
So they've had critics.
Kind of a weird day.
They've had critics watching it, right? And commenting on it and whatnot, right? And it's going through the roof. It has way bigger scores than the first one in this series.
Well, just look at how they're describing it. Jaw-dropping, staggering spectacle. They're saying it's weird. Like, it feels like you're on drugs while you're watching it.
Everyone's flipping out about it.
But they're saying it's
so
awesome.
The Rotten Tomato scores on the one that came out, the first one, was 83% by the critics.
Now, are you talking about the original, the 80s, or the...
The 80s one was like 60%.
Okay, that's...
No, 37% on Rotten Tomatoes score.
Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
One had, you know, huge cast Sting.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Huge.
I'll watch anything with Sting in it. I've always said that.
Remember the bigger guy with the boils and all that? It was bizarre. Anyway, this latest one, what's it getting? So the part one of this latest series is 83.
Critics are giving this a 97.
Wow. Okay,
that's crazy.
I wonder if maybe there was a little bit of doubt about the first one based on the original one from the 80s.
But there might have been, yeah.
The first one, critics gave it an 83, but the audience gave it a 90. So the audience liked the first one better than the critics.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I loved
it. Have you seen it yet?
No, it's on my list of things to watch. I started too early one morning, and I wasn't in the right zone for it. Like, I have to... I'm like, okay, no, this is a late-night movie I've got to watch, so...
I got to get my wife to watch it so I can talk her into going to the theaters with me.
Yeah.
I think this is one I want to go to the movies.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was like, I want to see this on the IMAX. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you and I go to Dune 1?
No.
In the theaters?
I ended up seeing it in the theaters, but we didn't see it together.
Anyway, it's... Yeah, that's... You got to see 1.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you just got to bite the bullet, Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Well, that should go well. We're already fighting. Okay, how long have you had an air fryer?
Couple years, 2.5, 3 years.
Okay. And yeah. Do you preheat yours?
No, never. Not once. Because it's instant heated.
Okay. Jimmy's been told by somebody that he has to preheat the air fryer.
Yeah. So now he's all.
I want to try it out. We're going to do some items for Friday. We're calling it Air Fryer Friday. If you have any suggestions on what is good in the air fryer, this came up because I was suggesting, I've never had one, and I was suggesting that it's a myth that it doesn't make everything that you've ever put in your mouth better once you air fry
it. It doesn't make everything better. But just a lot of things.
You
it's
understand
easier.
Where I'm coming yeah. from. Every time somebody mentions the air fryer, they're going, oh my God, I'll never eat pizza again without air frying. So I'm like, come on. The one that pushed me over the edge was grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Where the guy was like, this is the best grilled cheese I've ever had. And I'm like, you can't tell me.
Well, you've never tried it. So
that's why we have it, Grant. Yeah. Maybe I'll be proved wrong. It'll be the first time. Okay. So what did you bring?
I brought hot dogs.
Oh, so dollar store hot dogs.
Are you
That's
saying
what you're going to try.
Walmart.
How long have they been in your bag?
They haven't been in my bag. They were in my bag as long as it took me to get them here yesterday.
Okay, they're not just sort of just sitting in the bag? Where are
they? They're in the fridge.
Okay, all right. Grant,
I put them in yesterday.
Let's put them in. And how long does it take to cook them?
I don't know.
It says 3 minutes.
Turn the dial on.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
3 minutes, and you can do up to 4 hot dogs at a time.
Okay. Well, let's throw 4 hot dogs in there and see how this goes. Are you guys in?
I wouldn't say an air-fried hot dog's better than a barbecued hot dog either, but it's a convenient way to cook them. It's better than boiling them.
Or eating them raw.
Or eating them raw like you do.
There's nothing wrong with raw hot dogs.
The Locker Room.
Jimmy is over there cooking up some hot... Why do I always worry when we leave him in charge of food?
Yeah.
You can do it.
I was fine until he said he was going to go start washing stuff. And that means he's rubbing his hands all over it.
We're getting hungry over here. Come on.
I don't know. I think I lost my appetite.
By the way, for tomorrow, what should I bring in to air fry? If you're an air fryer fan.
Nothing expensive.
Yeah. I'm not bringing in chicken wings.
French fries.
French fries? Okay.
That could be good.
All right. What about like a pizza? Can I...
Pizza pops.
Oh,
pizza pops are good in the air fryer.
Okay. We got two things.
Yeah.
French fries, pizza pops. Any other suggestions? Send us a text, 780-989-0957.
Welcome to the Locker Room.
So tomorrow's our Air Fryer Friday. Thank you for all the suggestions.
Lobster tails. Okay.
Pizza pops, chicken nuggets, and spring rolls is what we're settling on.
It's on the menu.
Are you guys okay with that?
Always.
If I see something like a cheap bag of like potato wedges or something like that, maybe I'll grab that because quite a few people mention like potatoes. And we're doing a test run. Because it's brand new. We've never used this thing.
Locke wanted a hot dog.
So the hot dog thing wasn't my idea.
It needs to be cooked longer. It's not cooked.
It says 3 minutes. I could have done it longer.
Still has that raw taste to it.
That's the best damn hot dog I've ever had in my life.
These are Walmart brand.
Actually, no, they're no frills, but close enough. Oh, God.
You just got over food poisoning, and then you get Jimmy to cook hot dogs?
It wasn't food poisoning.
Same thing, and then you get Jimmy to cook hot dogs.
It was marked as
revenge. You are a sucker for punishment.
It could have used another minute.
Yeah, they're not done.
It is really fast, though.
Yeah.
Like how hot that is
mm-hmm.
for how little time. He started it during AC/DC.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I wouldn't cook it much longer than that.
I like them a little bit charred, my hot dogs.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Tomorrow, we'll see. I'm still not sold on the air fryer from the hot dogs, but we'll give it a go. Do you cook stuff from frozen?
Yeah.
So
I think so.
Pizza pop, boom.
You can throw it right in there, of course.
All right. We'll give that a go tomorrow.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Dollarama shoppers can get their hands on some money. been a settlement, $2.5 million class action suit. And I saw that and I was like, Jimmy might be in for some money.
Can we get money? Because we just had Dollarama hot dogs.
No, these are actually Walmart hot dogs. I do not get my hot dogs.
I thought you said they were no frills.
Or no frills, whatever.
He's trying to class it up.
yeah, it was no what's frills. The lawsuit, Grant?
It was advertising incorrect prices for certain products. So displaying incorrect prices. So, yeah, things for batteries, light bulbs, toys headphones. With batteries. They said
you've already looked into this.
Oh, yeah. I was looking to see if I bought anything in the last while.
Well, you did buy headphones, right? So...
Yeah, but those...
They said it had to do with environmental handling fees that they weren't displaying.
Okay.
So when you buy batteries, I guess there's an extra fee on there, and Dollarama wasn't showing that fee. So when you get to the till, it costs more money.
I wonder how hard it is to get your hands on money like this. And does anybody do it?
Somebody does. Lawyers do. Lawyers get rich from these sort of things, right? But, yeah, I wonder... If anyone actually gets money, they said you can sign up. If you made a purchase between December 11th, 2019 and July 4th, 2023, you can sign up for the settlement by providing your email address before April 5th.
Do you need receipts?
That was Quebec. Sorry. For Canada, purchase between May 29th, 2021 and July 4th, 2023. I would imagine you need a receipt. I mean, who has a receipt?
Because I was reading that. You need receipts.
Who has a receipt from the battery of... The pack of batteries you bought, like,
and vodka, usually if I buy that, it's I'm not just buying
business expense.
I'm not just buying batteries or headphones or anything. I'm doing all my grocery shopping there too. So, like, you know, get your rice, your rice. You know, noodles.
Grant, a lot of people.
I know
a lot of people. Every time we talk about Dollarama or what's the other one? There's a couple of these
Dollar Tree.
We get people that make suggestions, and you know what? It's like anything, right? Like if you're used to doing one thing,
yeah,
right? You know, you just add it to your list, and you start buying things there.
We shop at Dollarama quite a bit, but usually it's art supplies for the kids.
Yeah. Well, I remember that when the kids were around, I was always going. You know, the other thing was. That we used to buy all the time was birthday stuff
because it's all disposable anyways.
yeah.
But I get my canned vegetables there. I get my pasta. Sometimes you get a good deal on tomato sauce. Some of my spices I get from there.
We make fun of Jimmy, but he is smart with his money when it comes to stuff like this.
He knows how to get those deals.
I need to save money for beer.
And now, Nerd News with James P. White the First.
Aquaman 2 and the Lost
Aquaman
and the Lost Kingdom is coming on Tuesday the 27th to that Max.
So HBO Max
or
which
Crave.
I think Crave
gets most of the HBO shows. So yeah. Aquaman
that
2
sounds like it might be free too.
I think so. Yeah, that's what it seems like.
I don't think I'll watch it.
No, you watched the first one.
It was better than the first one, but the CGI was. Oh yeah, it was better than the first one.
Is that
one.
What you heard, Grant? I heard the second one was awful.
I watched some of the first one, and it was awful. So I can't imagine it being worse.
There is a little bit more CGI. They spend more time in the ocean.
See, I thought the CGI was really bad in the first one too.
Yeah, you've got issues.
It wasn't.
But
good.
But there's one thing that I think you will really enjoy about this one is the fact that he actually has the seahorse. The seahorse back.
He rides on it.
He rides on the seahorse.
Cleaning
it's
the
called.
Ocean.
Its name is Thunder.
Does he have the dildant in this second one?
He has a trident, not a dildant.
How many movies can you make where he just cleans the ocean? I mean,
well,
cutting up plastic rings and stuff.
I think this
Black Manta is trying to destroy the ocean, like he's melting the ozone layer and stuff, and the ice polar ice caps.
Starts a tire fire.
I think the lack of success of these might slow down Aquaman. It's funny because until Aquaman. Got released. I didn't know how much of a gong show Jason Momoa was either.
Oh, yeah.
Like, apparently he was drunk all the time.
That was Amber Heard's stories. That he was drunk on set all the
and
time.
And they fought?
Yeah.
Are they husband and wife in the...
Yeah, but so with all the controversy that was going on with her and Johnny Depp. She went from a supposed to be a really huge part to only being in the movie for 26
minutes. That happens when you dump on his bed.
The cast was trying to get rid of her too, right?
Yeah, nobody liked her.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, I have a feeling, she was 26 and a half minutes, I counted.
I have a feeling that we're not going to get an Aquaman 3, are we?
No, but he's going to be in the next Justice League.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Aquaman! Yeah, no, I don't think I can do it.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
I chewed my way through the first one because everyone was talking
life
about
it. Life is short. You don't need to spend 3 hours with Aquaman.
The storyline was a bit better in this one, and there was some really cool
Why
parts.
Why is this the first time hearing about it? That two was better than one?
Because I try not to talk about stuff like this with
this
you, because
the
then you get hostile.
This is the same guy that thinks that the original Battlestar Galactica was better than the remake, and the remake was way better.
All right, Dwight.
Guys can bite me.
Welcome to the locker room.
We were chatting about Kraft Dinner, yes. Oh, it was because of your Grant report and...
Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
It used to be 250 grams in a box. Now it's 200. They were sneaky, sneaky.
So
got a couple pieces.
The KD conversation continued through the day yesterday, and people were sending me notes about the sale. Everyone's freaking out about the KD sale at Superstore right now.
Because Kraft Dinner has gotten a little, like, when you're paying more than $2 a box, you're kind of like, I don't know about this. But there's a sale at Superstore, limit 8 for 60 cents a box.
Get out of town.
Back where it should be.
Get out of town.
Right?
Because I saw that the no-name KD at the dollar store was 86 cents.
I can't wrap my head around buying
no-name original.
Yeah.
I've bought the cheap off-brand stuff before, and the cheese never melts the same.
No,
it never dissolves.
I use the Tostitos nacho cheese.
Yeah, see, that's wrong. You're wrong. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Grant.
Don't try to church it up. It's Kraft Dinner.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Grant on that. Although, I have had... What's the one with the tiger or whatever?
Oh, the Doritos.
Tostitos?
Yeah.
Is it Tostitos?
No. Are you talking about the Kraft Dinner that was special?
The one...
The cheesy one.
Yeah.
Dangerously cheesy, yeah.
Yeah. And there was different spices.
Yeah. That's different, but that's not like trying to...
Those are actually pretty good.
Be creative and make it your own, like a grilled cheese. Like grilled cheese is white bread, cheese slices.
Wow. Yeah, I like to put a little ham in
it. You're not a chef if you put Tostitos cheese in your no-name macaroni.
The Kraft Dinner conversation is funny, though, because every time we even remotely bring it up, the text line goes nuts. Yeah. Everyone has some very strong opinions. Here's the other thing that you were talking about, the portion size.
Yeah.
The other thing that bothers me about KD is over the years, I have changed the directions on how I make it. I don't follow the directions anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because if you follow the directions, it's way too sloppy.
I don't like it sloppy. I like it tight.
Yeah. Yeah, I put just a splash of cream in mine.
But some people
and
are,
more butter.
Some people are like, they like it like dripping off the stuff. Eat it with a spoon.
No,
I don't want that.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
You at least mix hot dogs into your KD.
Sometimes,
right?
Yeah.
If I have some dogs on hand, that's not a churching it up. That's trailer trash. That's being proud of it. I like it.
I used, because I don't cook, right?
Yeah.
And so when I'm on my own, I try to actually make a meal out of it. So I'll put like corn in it or like I've done
corn.
Tuna's good. Tuna's really good.
He tries to throw in all the four food groups, so he's
all
good.
All into one.
To just a big pot.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Just be grateful they don't have real jobs. Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM. Brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.